views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio today.
Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your soul path.
That's right. Each Tuesday on Transformation Talk Radio, we will have some of the most gifted healers, artists, and authors helping you turn your obstacles into
opulence.
Boom, baby.
Hey, I wanted to start off by giving a shout out to our Broncos, who played last night Monday Night Football against the Chargers. That was an awesome game.
Awesome game.
And all the doubters out there, you know, let's just say, Sean, it's not over until it's over, right?
That's right. And speaking of doubters, how about those Tigers? Two games up against the Yankees, and they have a three-game home advantage starting tonight. So let's hear it from my Tigers, who could seriously be headed to the World Series.
I know. I can't ever have my moment with my Broncos, but that's okay, because I know you're all about Michigan. It's all about the Tigers.
Love the Tigers.
I'm happy for you. But
I'm happy for you, too.
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, before we get started, is I love that show, The Voice.
Oh,
I've been getting into it this year. Wasn't really into it in the past two seasons. But I love that show, and here's why I love that show. First of all, just the talented individuals that are on that show.
Oh, there's some talent on there, isn't there?
And how they just come out, and no matter what, they fight through that fear, and they just go for it and sing their little hearts out.
Awesome.
And the other thing I like about it is the new steal, how they steal each, you know, if they put two together in the battle round, and they both do really, really well, then the coach can pick the one that they pick, and then the other one can steal that person and put them on their team.
Well, you know, that steal, adding that steal element to the show brings a whole new dimension to the show. They gained a viewer, obviously, in you, and I got to tell you, they gained one in me, too.
Yeah. I think what I like about it is that it really puts it in a place of, so you're comparing apples to apples, right? So it's two really good performers. So at the end of the day, the coaches have nothing else to go on but pure intuition. They can't use their five senses. They have to go to that sixth sense. They have to use their clairvoyance or their innate ability to just guide them to make the right decision that very last second who the person is for their team.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
And that really is the decision that kind of best serves them, that person, and the team. That's just really, if you notice how they do it, it's like, boom, they make the decision and they just go on that pure instinct. And so that's the other reason I really love the show. And I think a lot of people really use that inner knowing or inner ability, that innate ability, without even thinking about it. And that is what kind of leads us to our topic today.
That's right. All right, so today we're going to talk about the clairvoyant revolution with our guest, Michelle Dupree. Now, Michelle has worked as a clairvoyant counselor for over 10 years. She has a talent for becoming compassionate and getting to the heart of your concern when she's with you. Now, Michelle also happens to be the author of her newly published book, The Clairvoyant Path. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce Michelle Dupree.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we are so excited to have you here. How are you?
I am doing awesome, and I just want to say congratulations to the both of you. This is an excellent show, and it's a great venue and format for what you two can bring to that bigger, you know, understanding, bigger consciousness. And I think you're a wonderful voice for it. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you
so much.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that we want to really talk about today is, you know, how more and more people are having psychic experiences.
Yeah.
And that's really causing them to seek a higher understanding.
It's true. I see this. I see it more and more. And of course, I've been in this business now for, you know, 10 years in the clairvoyant business.
Right.
And I've seen a surge. You know, this year popped in and it's the big 2012. And I'm always a little skeptical. And I kind of thought, oh, this year wasn't going to be, you know, it's just going to be like every other year. It's always got its ups and downs.
Right.
But this year it seemed like the intensity's really ramped up. And when you look at astrological alignments, it really, you know, it does follow that. But it's prompting people to really look at the bigger picture, look at something different going on. There's something more beyond just the mundane that we live every day. There's something else. And it's, and people are really starting to see that in that sense, like the veils are thinned there.
Yeah.
And we can see that perspective
right,
now, like we haven't been able to.
Absolutely.
Now,
right.
Michelle, let me ask you something. There are a lot of different definitions out there, but can you explain what is clairvoyance for the people that may not know or get it?
Yeah, clairvoyance is the same as intuition, it's the same as psychic, any of that. When I use the term clairvoyant, and with my book, The Clairvoyant Path, when I'm speaking about clairvoyance, I'm speaking of it as an umbrella term. It incorporates many intuitive senses and faculties. So clairvoyance is really just that all-encapsulating psychic ability, you know, the ability to hear things that aren't right there, know things that aren't right there, see things that aren't right there, you know, sense things. It's that energetic knowing. It's that exchange with energy.
Right. Let me ask you this, Michelle. You know, for those people out there that are having these, you know, clairvoyant experiences and are really not sure how to get started, you know, what's a good place to start for them? If they're getting these, you know, maybe they're hearing things, maybe they're seeing things, maybe they're having dreams or experiences that they can't explain, what's a good place for them to start?
Oh, gosh, the first place probably is just to not deny it.
Yeah.
To not say, oh, that's not happening or that's not something, you know, else. But to actually investigate what is happening with your spirit. And that's the exploration I think all people really need today. And it's also an education we lack in our country. You know, I'm public school educated, but I certainly learned nothing about my spirit. I also am, you know, I was raised Christian, but I still don't really know anything about my spirit and how it functions.
Right.
And that's what people need to start seeking. If they're having experiences like that, they need to start saying, who am I as a spirit? What does it mean to be a spirit in a body?
Right.
Well, Michelle, do you think that we all have an innate psychic ability? Do you think we're all, for the most part, intuitive or clairvoyant? Yeah.
Yes, that's not something that is unique and just, you know, reserved for gifted or talented people. We
right.
all have that gift and talent. And you know, quite honestly, not all of us need to use it to the degree that some of us need to use it. There's levels
right.
of soul growth.
Right.
And, you know, we are at this point really where a lot of us are coming into being aware of that faculty, that innate faculty that can help us to reconstruct and rebuild our structures in ways that, you know, really are sustainable today.
So when you say investigate the spirit, you know, some people, I think, automatically may go to a religious perspective. So when you say spirit, can you just kind of explain what that means? It's really non-denominational when you're talking about it.
It is. It's really more of universal law than it mm-hmm. is even so much about spirit. It's really about energy. And our spirit is actually just one component of that, but it's the component that interfaces with that universal information and energy and knowledge.
Right.
And so if there's a real science and a quantum element to your spirit exists as energy, and it really works via thought forms. And what you
right.
think and how your spirit sort of, you know, wraps its intentions around that is what gets created.
Right.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting because, it, you know, when we talk about religion and spirit, they're two completely separate things. Religion is a belief system. Spirit
right.
is a faculty. It's a component of the self. It's a component of, it's a component of, it's what connects us all also to each other.
Right. One of the things I think is interesting is, you know, we're all born with this innate intuition or clairvoyance or the ability to foster it if we choose. I mean, it's just, I always equate it to is, you know, it's, we're born with an eye color, a hair color, skin color. It can be unique to each individual, but it depends on how you foster it. And I wonder why people, if it's so innate, why are people so scared of it?
Well, I think that's a lot of programming. That's societal beliefs, societal control. You know, there was a lot of thought in, oh, I don't know, you know, maybe 100 years ago that, you know, humanity, people were really lower thinking beings. They couldn't think for themselves. They couldn't really mm-hmm. think higher for themselves. And so structures and limits needed to be imposed so that we could stay within controls, you know, manageable. And in a lot right. of ways, that was a dumbing down of our spirit. Don't let them know they have this higher self because they'll want to follow something that is, you know, what we might deem dangerous for them.
Kind of like there's a status quo that's kind of being followed from hundreds of years ago, even today.
Exactly. Exactly. And the trick is actually to recognize that we need to break that pattern as a society. We need to come back into our intuition, and we need to recognize that it isn't anything scary. But,
right.
you know, when you start talking about that, you have to get into the subjects of light and dark, mm-hmm. which is the total human and earth dynamic. You know, that's what we're playing out here, is this polarity between light and dark and its balance.
Right.
So there
you know,
is
Michelle,
darkness out there that you do have to be aware of, but
right.
there's light, too, and those things can balance each other.
There's not one without the other.
Exactly. And you can't deny one.
Right.
Because it will make the other persist anyway.
Exactly. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. You are listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soulpath Insights Radio, with Sean and Jen and our guest, Michelle Dupree. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating subject of the clairvoyant revolution. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup, visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen. Our topic today is the clairvoyant revolution with our special guest, Michelle Dupree. Michelle, go ahead and give our listeners contact information and how they can find out more about you and your book, The Clairvoyant Path.
You got it. Best way to get a hold of me is obviously through my website, and that is www.spiritofintention.com. And I have all kinds of links on there to the book and to the different classes that I do, and I offer readings and all kinds of really great things going on that website. I also do a great blog on there, too, and it's really meant to help people understand the cycle of time and get them sort of interactive in the process. So go visit that website.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, for those just tuning in, before the break we were talking about how more and more people are having psychic experiences that are causing them to really seek a higher level of understanding.
Right.
And there, you know, what we want to talk about next is there really is a science to higher understanding. And when understood, it can really change the American way of thinking.
So that being said, Michelle, why is clairvoyance the education we all need today? What do you feel?
Well, for me, I see clairvoyance as the great equalizer. It allows us to see our multidimensionality, to view ourselves not just in this lifetime, but past lives, to see, dimensionalities of our feminine essence, our masculine essence, our past, present, future essences. And in that sense, when we can view ourselves in our totality, and we understand that in a lot of ways, we have been everything. You know, I've been the same as my mother. I've been the same as my father. I've been the same as you. We've all shared those experiences over lifetimes as souls. Mm-hmm. And that idea, when we can look at ourselves clairvoyantly and see our totality, all of a sudden we recognize that every single person we come into is us.
Right.
And we have acceptance there, and we stop judging, and we stop competing with one another, and we go into, you know, acceptance and cooperation, because we don't hold those grievances that, you know, well, somebody's doing something wrong to me. Well, let me talk about this as well, because clairvoyance also puts you in a responsible role rather than a victim role, and
right.
It says, I create my experiences.
That's a very important statement.
It's an empowerment. It's a place of empowerment.
Exactly.
Showing you, a high level view of your existence versus the walking down the path view that you may see now,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it just gives everybody that equal playing field. We're all the same.
So it has nothing to do with, you know, money or status or who you married or what you do for a living.
What you grew up in. Right.
Right.
So, no, it says we've all been all those things.
And so there's the acceptance in that. Even the person that maybe does things that would be considered bad or, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It sort of takes out right or wrong, good or bad.
Okay.
And it brings
okay.
it to simply experience. and about a soul's level of growth. Where is that soul at? What does it need to be growing? And sometimes, you know, a soul needs a lower experience to grow into a higher experience, obviously.
Okay.
I think a lot of people forget that. That's right.
Sorry.
We try to
eradicate,
you know, all the lower ways of being, but sometimes they serve a purpose. It's just, it's a double-edged sword. It's hard to see sometimes, but it does serve a purpose.
It's hard to see because it feels like, why is this happening? Why would somebody do those things? Or maybe the higher level of understanding would be understanding the whole picture about why things happen and what was for that soul's growth plan versus...
When you start to delve into the science of your spirit, it is the science of the bigger picture.
Right. So why do you think this education is missing in our society today? Why do you think this is missing and not being more embraced?
It's probably mostly cycle of time. You know, if we really looked at Earth's history, Earth had a design to one day hold balance. But in the meantime, there needed to be the polarities set. So we had a time of feminine and we've had a time of masculine. Neither one was balanced. But we come into today, and with this whole idea of 2012 and transformation and a new cycle of time coming in, it's that balanced cycle. And that's why I think clairvoyance is really the revolution today, and why it is really being heightened and more people are coming into their understandings, is because the cycle is right for it. The cycle is set now for balance. And clairvoyance is the balancing tool. All those faculties are what balances us.
So clairvoyance is the way to balance out that the masculine, feminine, or the polarities that we've been experiencing? Is that what you're saying? Or
Exactly. It does. It helps you understand sometimes I might need to be in my masculine energy and sometimes I need to be in my feminine energy, and it's a nice flow and balance like that. But understanding where you are, you know, clairvoyantly, when I look at somebody's energy, I'll see, okay, well, here's a woman in front of me, but all I can see is her masculine energy. So she's not really being a woman particularly. Maybe she's just matching the masculine. Not that we can't use masculine energy, just that it has to be in its proper forms for us. It can't be, in a sense, what we lead with, particularly as women, because that's not our, you know, that's not what we're really here for. We're here to be women.
Right.
So
It sounds like what you mentioned in your book in chapter 4, you are in charge of your field and how it deals with the balance. That's what, right?
Yes, exactly. That's that responsibility. That's what takes you out of being a victim and into the responsibility also, is when you can look at that and you can say, oh, okay, I am just totally not in my feminine self here and I'm just creating nothing but aggression. You know, or you can also and change that. But if you're in the moment of going, wow, I'm all in my feminine, I need a little bit of masculine power here because I'm getting run over by everybody.
You know, that's
that ability
funny you
to check
that,
in with so. Yourself and say, these people are not responsible for what's going on with me. I'm responsible for what's going on with me.
You know what? My dad taught me when I was a kid, Michelle, that men and women have the same emotions, and it's not something that's taught to a lot of men. You know, men cry. Women get angry and vice versa. But I think what you just mentioned in regards to chapter 4 of your book, you are in charge of your field and owning that masculine and feminine and how you balance it. Imagine if more people knew that and knew how to deal with that. Imagine where we would be as a society.
Well, yes, that's exactly why I wrote that book. It's because the possibilities, when we all come at life with that sense of responsibility over self, and then we can be accepting and cooperating with others, we all of a sudden have the ability to change our entire standard of living and the reasons we live the ways we live.
Right. So, Michelle, you know, for a woman, speaking from my own perspective, I used to hold, and I still do hold, a lot of masculine energy. I've learned how to balance that. And, you know, how do you, as a woman, learn to balance that?
Yeah, such a great question. I do the same thing. I think most women do really carry a lot of masculine energy because we've been having to match it. Because the feminine has been the suppressed energy at this cycle of time.
Right.
And what I have learned, because I do the same thing, I carry a lot of masculine, and it's always been my first voice in a lot of ways. And, you know, and life will teach you your lessons, not always pleasantly, but it will. And I certainly learned. And the trick is really, the difference is in a communication style. When the feminine communicates, it communicates from the heart openly, just to express itself, not to even get a need met. It's more just to express and then to allow that message to be received. And the masculine energy communicates with agenda. It's usually about trying to get a need met.
Okay. With you're using more logic than anything else, rather than clearly.
Exactly.
Kind of what they say, the thinking gets in the way of the true purpose, how we may tend to overthink things.
Right. And one is just receptive and the other is active. So, you know, when you know when you're not in your feminine energy is when you're trying to be too active. But there's times, of course, when you need to be active, too. So you need that masculine.
And the flip side to it is men, you know, a lot of men say, oh, I don't want to be feminine necessarily. But, you know, bringing more of that feminine energy into their field, you know, how do they do that?
Yeah. Well, I've seen this from a lot of different perspectives. You know, you have really manly men out there, and then you have men that are softer men. Then, quite honestly, you have men like Sean right in between.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Who have a really great ability to say, I can be detached because this isn't mine to have to do anything about. You know, men are really good at going, okay, well, whatever, you know, that'll resolve itself, or we'll figure it out. You know, women have to fret over those things. Men can be a little more detached.
Right.
And that's a great thing. But then you can also, as a man, be able to, you know, say, gosh, I'm worried that we're not going to be able to pay the bills this month.
Right.
And I think show that vulnerability as well. You don't have to not say that you're vulnerable or that you're afraid.
You know, I think we all need some more men like Sean in our lives, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
On that note, so, you know, we got to take a break. So this is the Sean and Jen Show, and you're listening to Sean and Jen with our special guest, Michelle Dupree, talking about the clairvoyant revolution. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hey, and we're back with the Shauna Jen Show with our special guest, Michelle Dupree, discussing the clairvoyant revolution. Michelle, for our listeners, please give your contact information and how the audience can buy your book, The Clairvoyant Path.
You got it. They can go onto my website, www.spiritofintention.com, and everything is on that site. You'll see everything that's going on and get interactive with it.
Is there an email address they can reach you at?
Yes, info@spiritofintention.com.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
So before the break, we were talking about the science of understanding and how it can change the American way of living. And now we want to talk about more about how there's a real opportunity we have as Americans to kind of set the example in the world of what a country can create when it unites its body and spirit. Michelle, can you talk more about that? What does that mean?
Right. There, we have this amazing opportunity in this country, and I know we all think that things are, you know, going to pot, but there's really something else happening here, and we have a really great advantage. And there was a dream of America, and that dream has not been realized yet. And it's only because we haven't incorporated this higher science, the intuitive science. We haven't incorporated that into our being. And we're getting ready to do that. You know, the children of today, and you've got two of those children that are, you know, truly magical beings who are absolutely going to right everything that is wrong here. There's no doubt in my mind that they will take care of that.
Starting by what they don't want for dinner.
Exactly.
And what they will and will not do. What they in the 4-year-old Shawn Michael and what he will and will not wear to school. So yes, they're already starting that process.
They have very strong higher minds.
Yes.
Yes, and they're really magical. And you know, we have this opportunity with this education of the self to start looking at the way that we actually operate and live as a culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about it, America doesn't really have traditions. What are American traditions?
Right.
You know, there's really nothing. And we have this really cool opportunity to say our tradition is that we see from a higher perspective, and we can then account, you know, for ourselves individually, and then take everyone else into account. And it's at that moment that we can, you know, that we'll stop that need for, I call it, you know, it's the profit cycle. And it's not that money is bad, and it doesn't mean that we can't have it, but it needs to take into consideration people and planet first.
Right.
And then profit. And that's what clairvoyance allows us to do. It puts people, planet, and then profit in its proper place.
Right.
And from there, we start to build structures that are not necessarily just about profit, but about making life easier. You know, free energy, free technology, and how do we make life worth living? You know, not you know, just striving to live, but make it something beautiful, worth living.
Not that we're having to work so hard just to, you know, make it every
single
day.
Right, and that, you know, we can break it down like this, too, in the world. We've had, you know, like I've been saying, cycles of time. This is all related to cycle of time.
Right.
And we have been in, you know, first chakra cycles of time, which are just base survival times, and second chakra cycles of time, which are very emotionally based cycles of time. And currently, you know, the world, and mostly America particularly, really operates from a third chakra society, which is all about power and aggression.
Right.
And this change, this cycle of time, and this clairvoyant revolution is pulling us all into a fourth chakra society and fourth chakra people, where we live from our hearts.
Right.
And it's no longer about just fulfilling, you know, individual need. It's about, wow, I want for the greatest good of all.
Because of the greatest good of all, we all win in the end, essentially.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people try to say, well, that's like a one-world government, or that's, you know, they label it as some sort of political ideal. But, you know, if anything, it's more like utopia, and I don't know why people don't think that that's possible.
Well, remember, society in general likes to operate from a place of fear, you know.
True.
And there are those of us who refuse to embrace that fear. In Chapter 7 of your book, you say karma is the key to peace and reconciliation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, and you kind of touched on that briefly. I like that, because it kind of tied in with something that struck a chord with me when you said, in this order, people, planet, profit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it all kind of tied in. Can you kind of explain that a little more for our listeners?
Like with karma and its purpose particularly?
Yeah,
you know, well, you know, that story in there, too, that I use of karma is a really interesting one, because karma really does. It draws energy, it draws people together to have to rectify a past pattern. Generally, most people are not conscious of that, and so they don't know what steps to take to make those, to you know, right that karma. But that, again, is what clairvoyance does for you. It allows you to go, oh, wow, I know why this person is triggering me in this way, and I can see that we've been this in the past, and this is where it's recreating itself today. And
right.
So I'm going to choose not to react to it, and I'm going to break any of my energetic contracts, and I'm going to say I choose to have something different. And immediately when one individual does that, the other individual related to that, you know, karmic exchange is all of a sudden freed of that energy too, whether they really know it or not.
Well, how do you, because I've ran into a few people like this. I know people who don't believe in karma, which is really strange to me. How would you deal with that, or explain that to people like that?
You know, I would just kind of explain the idea of the soul and the fact that the soul is eternal, and you know, we can break that. We've all had, the soul has split itself into so many pieces. That's why there's so many of us. But we've all had the same experiences, even as the same soul.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's all
you know what? There's also the idea that maybe it's not for everyone. Not everybody has to get it. It's okay if they don't believe in karma.
It's okay if we all don't agree. It's okay if we all have a different thought process.
Right. And I think a lot of people in the metaphysical community feel like everybody must have this perspective.
Right.
But that's not really balanced either, and that's not fair either.
Because
that may be their path, their soul.
Exactly. They need their path too.
Right. One of the questions I have is, you know, how do you think this education of clairvoyance can really fix, you know, our social and philosophical life issues?
Well, yeah, you know, it really comes down to that taking responsibility for self. The minute somebody takes responsibility for themselves, and the minute that they see they've been the aggressor and the victim, and they can take responsibility for both pieces of that, all of a sudden they really want to enact good. It's everybody's nature. You know, life really dictates our state of being, you know, and the economy, you know, just pulls people down, and they stay in their fear, and they don't know how to get out of that fear, and it makes things worse. And then we try to build structures around that fear. Oh no, you know, we can't have this happen, so we must make this happen. But right. Then, you know, of course, that creates another issue, and those structures that are created out of fear really never sustain.
No, right. They don't, because it's built on the wrong foundation.
Right. But then when the minute you get that shift of perspective, that higher perspective, you realize, well, I'm creating because the world is abundant, and all I have to do is intend that, and it happens. And there is enough for everyone, and all we have to do is look at our structures like this and give here and give there and understand, you know, how we can all work together. That's how it changes everything.
And
all of a sudden, we're not trying to just, you know, assuage a personal fear. We're looking at the bigger picture for everyone.
The other, I think when you look at it from a higher perspective and you really start taking responsibility for self, it doesn't matter what the economy's doing. It matters what I'm doing.
No, it doesn't.
And it's mattering what I'm doing to better not only myself, but then for the greater good of everybody else. Because if I can be a light to somebody, then they can see, oh, this is what else is possible? This is a possibility for me. When I never really even thought of this in my sphere of what was possible.
Right. She's exactly right.
You know, I also think one of the questions I have, and of course, because I have kids and a lot of people, you know, out there have kids, is you know what, though, before we do that, I'm going to have to break.
Go for it.
Sorry about that. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show with our wonderful guest, Michelle Dupree. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, we're back with the Sean and Jen Show with Sean and Jen. Now, for all our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com. Check out the website. It's really cool.
Yeah, we also want to talk about an event we have coming up. It is called the Psychic Boot Camp. It's Get Your Skills in Shape. So that is on October 27th with myself and Reverend Charles Cox. We're going to have it at Isis Bookstore from 12 to 8. So if you've let your spiritual gifts go unused over the summer, or you want to take your psychic skills to the next level, or you just want to exercise that intuitive muscle in a group setting where it's fun and fast-paced and judgment-free, join us for that event. You can get check out more details about it on our website.
You guys do not want to miss that. That's a very hands-on event. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I also want to just talk about kind of a tip of the week. And this just came to me loud and clear yesterday. And I think it had a lot to do with some of the experiences that I've been having personally. But it's really just stand in your truth no matter what. Live from integrity and always be authentic. No matter what situation you're put in, no matter who you're with, no matter what people are around, whether they accept you or don't accept you, it doesn't really matter. It's about living from your own truth and living from integrity and just being authentic. So before our break, we were talking about the real opportunity that we have as Americans to kind of set the example for the world of what a country really can be when it unites both body and spirit.
Yeah,
we were
exactly.
Also talking about karma. And then before we left and took a break, we were going to go into a question for Michelle about, I wanted to ask you, Michelle, how can we help our children? I mean, how can we help them not to, you know, shut their clairvoyance down, really.
It's your tip of the week. It's being authentic.
Yeah.
Because if we can really be who we are, then we're letting them be who they are.
Oh, I love that.
And they are going to shine in ways we don't even know how.
Yeah.
A lot of that, I think, would include embracing, actually taking interest in what they like as they grow older instead of forcing what you think they should be upon them, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. What's the Chinese proverb? You know, don't raise your children like you were raised. They're from a different time.
Oh, I love that.
I know, I love
that
too.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
If we all, I, You know, in order to reach parents who have these really magical children, and they don't really know what to do with them because, of course, we don't have that education, that's really part of the reason also I wrote that book. And I've got, you know, I'm working on book two, and there's book three that's coming out. Book three will be for the children.
Okay.
And how to have tools for them, work with them, things like that. But we need to get into our tools first.
Right, and learn
the
tools.
So that we really can let them, you know, shine.
You know, a lot of that, what you just said, goes back to what we discussed earlier about operating from a place of that's not fear, because oftentimes a lot of parents won't do that because they're afraid of what people will think of them, their family, and their children. And most people like to just shuffle along and blend in when
True.
We were all born to stand out, really.
Well, you know, I've always been, well, I was the weird kid all the time. And I have children, three grown men now.
Yeah,
And I didn't raise them like I would, you know, like society thinks you should raise them. And I did have I fostered them in certain ways that we just don't, you know, that my clairvoyance told me I needed to foster them in. And consequently, they're all very amazing men. They're individual men who know themselves, know what's right for them, know what's not right for them. And it really empowered them in ways I certainly didn't get growing up, and it was different. You know, I didn't follow a lot of the norms that society follows. I didn't necessarily always take them to the doctor and things like that. And, you know, I encouraged them, especially as boys, to speak, to have their voice, to not with just anger, but with emotion too, and to you know how to hold their hand and hold their stance, but be compassionate to others, and what that really looked at. I taught them how to, you know, decode the symbolism of their life, decode the symbolism of their dreams, you know, everything, so that they would be on top of that.
Yeah, I totally
really empowering.
I can totally, you know, understand what you're saying. I thank the Creator for my mom and dad and the way they raised me to keep that all seen and to learn that there's more than just what's in your environment. Get out in the world, travel, see people's different opinions, see how different cultures live, see how different people speak. It makes a huge difference, especially when you expose them to things like books and things as children, and you're taking them to the zoo and you take them to these cultural events. It makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, yes.
One of the things I think for myself is growing up, my parents were, my dad was a teacher, so he's pretty open-minded, but it's just not anything that we ever talked about. And I think that's because they were never taught that from their parents. And then, you know, but now that, you know, we're older and then we have the kids, you know, I'll just speak for my mom, you know, she's 66 years old and really starting to embrace these tools through your book, Michelle, you know, and this is all new to her, but because your book outlines and gives you tools and gives you processes kind of step by step on how to do these things, it's really made a lot of the things in her life go, okay, well, this is happening because of this, not because anything that I've done necessarily.
Exactly. It puts it into this proper context, and then you stop judging yourself.
Yeah. And that's a really freeing place.
We're our own worst enemies.
Yeah. And I think if we can, so we do it, it's like we were just talking about, I think Sean and I were just talking about this. You know, when you're on an airplane, they say you mask yourself first before you mask the kids or anybody,
right?
Because you,
you
have to be breathing.
Self.
Yeah. In order to be able to help them and teach them to
that's very true. Now, well, I think we're nearing the end of our show. Michelle, thank you for being a guest. We really, 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 really appreciate what you brought to the show, the depth of knowledge. Right, Jen?
Yeah, but I have one more question. Sorry.
Okay.
I want to just say this really quick, because I think it's important. And we do appreciate you being on the show, Michelle. And Michelle, as everybody knows, I'm also a clairvoyant. But Michelle is my go-to clairvoyant and has been for years. And so this book that she wrote is a wonderful book. She's a wonderful clairvoyant. Reach out to her. And just if you have questions, reach out. If you need to get a hold of her through us, you can do that. But, you know, you've really just built that on word of mouth alone. And so I just want to thank you. I just wanted to say that because, you know, you never really know about who to go to for guidance, you know, and that word of mouth and letting somebody else know, hey, this person is the real deal, I think is really important. So
I do, too. And you know what? I would extend that right back to you, girl. I have appreciated you as well. And I feel the same way about your information.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for being our guest.
Thanks, Sean. You guys enjoy, too.
Oh. Hey, we want to thank you all for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show, and we all had a wonderful, wonderful time. But I also wanted to get this in. I also want to wish my bride a happy anniversary. It's been 8 years, eight fantastic years. Anniversary's tomorrow, and I want to thank her for loving me unconditionally and supporting me. So please join us next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on the Jen and Sean Show, we'll have world-renowned author and animal communicator Joyce Leake. So
have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.